The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, it's Marcy Martin here to tell you all about how to put your garden to bed. This is called Notes for November. The days are so much shorter now, and they're getting chillier, too. I still have a lot of color in my gardens for this late in the season, but I'm starting to make plans to tuck my gardens in for the winter. Soon I'll be joining our stalwart volunteers at Elizabeth Park, and we will cut back and hill up the roses there and kiss them goodnight until spring. Now's a really good time to tell all of you about the American Rose Society and all the local rose societies all across this great nation. To my knowledge, the only state that doesn't have a rose society is Vermont, but that doesn't mean they don't grow roses there. If you ever have a rose question for your particular part of the country, you can always contact the American Rose Society, and they will help you locate your local society and let you know about the consulting rosarians and master rosarians in your area. Consulting rosarians, or CRs, and master rosarians, or MRs, are dedicated rosarians who have tons of life experience growing and caring for roses, and I guarantee there's some in your general area who would be more than happy to help you with any aspect of our rose-growing hobby. The reason it's good to know about these specialists is that rose culture is different in each area of the country. Late November is Connecticut's time to winterize the garden, but rose shows are probably happening in the South. The American Rose Society is there for all people interested in growing roses, and that means you. They publish a lovely bi-monthly magazine, which is chock full of great information, and you can have a trial membership for $10. If you love growing roses, I'm sure you'll appreciate this great publication. I love the fact that there are CRs and MRs like myself that are there to help rose growers. When I began many years ago, there was no local rose society in Connecticut, and I didn't know anything at all about the American Rose Society, but now you know, and this tool is always available to you to use. So now I'll fill you in about winterizing the garden in Connecticut. We are in zones 5B to 6B. Because we regularly go below zero in our part of the country, it's a good idea to protect a good length of cane on our roses so we can get off to a good start in the spring. I start my winter protection program when I plant my roses. In our area, it's a good idea to plant the roses deep so that the bud union, or knot, is buried a few inches below soil level. All good things come from the bud union, and planting it deep protects it from summer's heat and winter's brutal winds. We generally start winterizing around here just after Thanksgiving. Put your turkey soup on to simmer, bundle up, and grab your sharp bypass pruners and sharp loppers. Yours are sharp, right? And head out to the garden. Make sure you have heavy gloves to protect your hands. Mine are gauntlets, so they protect my forearms, too. I cut my roses back so the plants don't rock back and forth in the wicked winter winds. Also, rose canes are just as susceptible to winter chill and drying out as our tender skin is. I start with the hybrid teas and floribundas, and I cut them back to around knee-high. Minis and mini flora roses are cut back to around 8 inches. Climbers are not cut back at all, but any rogue canes should be tied up so they don't whip around in the wind. Shrubs can be left alone if you prefer, or cut back by a third to minimize wind damage. This is not rocket science, folks. I call this gross pruning, and it's a relatively quick job. Good thing, because it's so cold out, your feet can freeze. I pick up all the canes, rake any rose debris out of the garden, and put all the stuff in the back of the truck for my husband to take to the dump. We don't want to compost rose garbage on the outside chance that there might be a few fungus spores floating around. I know our gardens are spotless, but we'd rather be safe than sorry. Now it's time to bury the roses for the winter. I know rosarians who bring in soil to bury their roses, but then they have to remove it in the spring, and I'm too lazy a gardener for that. I usually dump compost or shredded pine bark mulch on them, and in the spring I can just spread out the stuff, and the first mulching is done. If the hose isn't frozen yet, I'll then water the hill of mulch on the rose canes. The mulch will freeze to the canes and will usually stay frozen for the rest of the winter, a good thing because We winterize in the Northeast to get our roses cold and keep them cold until the real thaw of next March or April. We want to make sure they don't sprout during a winter thaw. Next time, we'll talk about dormant roses in containers and what to do with them until spring. Also, holiday gifts for gardeners. Happy Thanksgiving to all with love from your Rose Lady. Till next time, it's Marcy Martin from Planter's Place.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.